This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gappa. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Mumbai beginning today. The president will reach the city this evening. The president will attend the closing ceremony of the Reserve Bank of India's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off the first Vande Bharat Express to Kashmir from Katra on April 19, marking the completion of the 272-kilometer Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link. Speaking to reporters in Jammu yesterday, Union Minister Jitendra Singh said PM Modi will arrive in Udhampur on April 19. He will visit the world's highest railway bridge and inaugurate it. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the newly constructed ICU block and the grand statue of Maharaja Agrasen Ji at Maharaja Agrasen Medical College in Hisar, Haryana. He also laid the foundation stone of the PG hostel of the college. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will launch Niti NCAER States Economic Forum Portal in New Delhi tomorrow. Niti Aayog, in collaboration with the National Council of Applied Economic Research, NCAER, has developed the portal, which is a comprehensive repository of data on social, economic and fiscal parameters, research reports, papers and expert commentary on state finances for a period of about 30 years from 1990-91 to 2022-23. The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, announced the extension of Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, for another 6 months in parts of Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland starting tomorrow. In Arunachal Pradesh, AFSPA applies to Tirap, Changlang, Longding districts and certain areas in Namsai district. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that NDRF team has begun rescue operations at the Ula Thien Monastery in Myanmar, where around 170 monks are still stuck. The ministry said the army team will visit the hospital site today and will set up their medical services tomorrow. As part of Operation Brahma in Quaket, Myanmar, the External Affairs Ministry is also trying to get the NDRF team deployed at the Sky Villa, where four towers of 11-story each have collapsed. The ministry added that the relief material will also be given to the SG of the State Mahanayak Committee, where around 2,000 monks are sitting outside the monastery. The ministry also informed that India is providing assistance to members of the Indian community for their stay and food. In Chhattisgarh, a female Maoist has been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Dantewada district. According to the information received, a joint team of security forces had gone on an anti-Naxal operation in the forest area located on the Bijapur-Dantewada district border. During the operation, an encounter broke out this morning. Security forces have recovered the body of the killed Naxalite. A rifle and some explosives have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is underway in the area. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today called upon the youth, especially from districts and rural areas, to come up with their startups and enterprises. Speaking after inaugurating the Viksit Bharat Entrepreneurs Network office in Hyderabad, the minister said the central government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is encouraging the youth to have their own enterprises and startups so that they provide more and more employment opportunities to make the country a developed one by the year 2047. Union Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel has said that under the Ayushman Bharat scheme, breast cancer screenings have been conducted for 150 million women so far. Addressing the midterm BCCON 2025 organized by the Breast Imaging Society of India in New Delhi, she said daycare cancer centers are being set up across the country. The minister emphasized that a healthy lifestyle, awareness, timely screenings and treatment can help reduce breast cancer mortality rates. Every year, India reports 1.4 million new cancer cases with approximately 2 lakh cases of breast cancer. The Indian Air Force will participate in the multinational air exercise INIOCHOS-25 beginning in Greece today. The 12-day exercise will continue till 11th of April. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.